Welcome along to a special podcast from the Contemporary Music Centre Ireland to mark its release of Contemporary Music from Ireland Volume 7. This latest release in the Contemporary Music from Ireland series brings together a number of works composed in the past 5 years. 11 composers are included, ranging from established voices at the peak of their careers to emerging composers who are fast gaining a reputation for their innovative work. The project was made possible by funding from Culture Ireland, the Arts Council of the Republic of Ireland, and the Arts Council of Northern Ireland through its Awards for All scheme. To get yourself a copy of Contemporary Music from Ireland Volume 7, please go to www.cmc.ie. We hope you enjoy the CD. The opening track on the disc is Honk by Greg Caffrey, performed by Gerard McChrystal and Mary DeLay.
Gerard is a prime example of the kind of performer that I'm talking about, who invests heavily in any composer that he decides to, whose music he decides to perform. And in fact, he just rang me up one day, and he'd been given some of my music by Craig Ogden, who I'd met in the Contemporary Music Centre. And he seemed tremendously enthusiastic on the phone, but often people are tremendously enthusiastic on the phone. But actually, when I met Gerard, you know, I realised that, you know, he was someone who genuinely wanted to invest in my music. And you always knew that I would write something. I wasn't quite sure what, and I wasn't quite sure when, but I knew that as soon as I could clear the desk and had a moment that I would do that. And it turned out to be a piece for soprano saxophone and piano, although I have a feeling that initially he asked me for a solo soprano saxophone piece. But I think the piano largely gives it its kind of playfulness.
Track 2 on this disc is Karen Powers' Just One Girl Playing Around, performed by cellist Kate Alice.
The idea was to write a piece for cello and tape, but for the tape part, to explore ideas and sounds that the cello can make and makes exceptionally well, but that sometimes are restricted by performance issues. You know, either you can't perform them on stage because they interrupt the flow of the piece, because you might have to move the cello and take out its peg or something like that. So the idea was to try and create that in a tape part and then present it in a live setting with the performer. So yeah, after 3 hours we had all sorts of things from...
Including the clips on my case.
And the Velcro.
They were all recorded on the Velcro.
Yeah.
And the squeaky handles.
And taking it off your back.
Yeah.
Actually the case had a big role. So, I mean, in saying that, so every sound that you hear in the tape part has been taken from Kate's cello.
Gráinne Mulvey's Aconis also appears on the CD, and here she and the conductor Robert Houlihan speak about the piece, performed by the RTE National Symphony Orchestra.
It's really based on kind of a plan to such with many points, and that's the basic idea. So the culmination of it being the last couple of chords at the end, where everything kind of, the whole register comes out to fill the whole gamut of the orchestra. Yeah. It builds towards that. It's just kind of like one big kind of wave, and that's basically what the material is about and where it came from.
I always take it as a challenge.
Okay.
You know, and I think we have to help composers as well.
Well, it is great to get people like yourself, Bobby, because otherwise we can't have a life with orchestral pieces. How many people write orchestral pieces in the world and never have a chance to hear them?
Gordon DeLapp's tape piece, Ahu Akiva, is track 5 on Contemporary Music from Ireland, Volume 7.
Normally, whenever when you start out composing a work for electroacoustic sounds by themselves, at least I tend not to have a concept from the outset. So I tend to gather materials and then see where they want to go. It's a bit different to writing instrumental music in that way. It's kind of a negotiation between what you want to do and what recorded materials want to do. I'd recorded a lot of stone materials, a lot of the sounds of scraping stones, tapping stones, breaking up stones, and I'd been doing a bit of reading about Easter Island around the time, but it was only whenever the composition was complete that I decided to draw the sort of connection between the two.
Track 6 on the CD is Weaver of Grass by Piers Halliwell, performed by the Schubert Ensemble.
This guy was a crofter on South Uist, and his work came to light, I think, after he died. He had a very interesting life, a rather sad life, which after a career in the war, I mean, I suppose he was away fighting in the Second World War, he suffered mental illness, and he was in Craig Donane, the institution in Inverness, where his illness, well, that became his home, really. He hardly went home to Uist, but he found some kind of solace in making these things out of grass. I think the connection was not the most obvious one. I mean, I think people often expect the connections between music and its title to be more kind of revelatory and, you know, this is the way into the piece than actually they are. In fact, it was more the fact about my kind of weaving together sections and ideas that I'd written for piano quintet into a narrative. I think it was unusual for me because normally, or there isn't a normally really about how I would write, but I had gone through a phase of really storytelling and narrative and starting a piece at the beginning and going through to the end. And in this piece, I began several times and seemed to have something I liked but which wasn't the beginning. So then I wanted to kind of keep it on one side. And I ended up making a kind of a quilt where I joined these together into a final narrative form.
The ninth set is Roger Doyle's latest electronic work, a sector of which completes contemporary music from Ireland, Volume 7.
Well, the ninth set is in five sectors. The first two could almost be thought of as one piece of music, and that's 30 minutes. The first two are 30 minutes, two 15-minute sectors. And they're quite linked to each other because the software freezing is done in the same way. Sectors 3 and 4 are quite different. Same software, but with different settings. So you don't have that smooth surface that you have on the first two. I must say, though, that the act of composition is still, it's a mystery even to me. You spend each day in here just working away, and you end up, it took me 18 months to compose the ninth set, and if you're just working away every day, things do happen, beautiful, sometimes it's an accident, sometimes it's a voyage of discovery, as much for me as for the listener.
This podcast was brought to you by the Contemporary Music Centre Ireland. For more information, audio or video, or to get your hands on Contemporary Music from Ireland Volume 7, please go to www.cmc.ie.